Welcome to Chicago Beer Fest. This week, Nick and I have some really fun pumpkin events that just round out your October, and we talk about our Halloween costumes. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Welcome back to another Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And thanks for tuning in again. And if you're new to the show, on this podcast, we talk about the beer events and alcohol events we've made it to in the past week. And then we let you know about what you should be checking out this coming week, events happening in and around the city. Sometimes we go out to the suburbs. You know, there's always fun stuff happening all over the place that
damn straight
is worth checking out. There's sometimes free beer, sometimes free food. It's you should check them out and drink. And definitely drink local beer because we love that. And we do that every week on the show. We drink local beer. And this time we have a new one from Two Brothers.
Yeah, man. Dos Bros out in Warrenville.
Uh-huh.
They got a new label.
Yeah, new logo and a bunch of new beers. And some of their packaging says Scottsdale, Arizona on it.
Really?
They're like six packs. So I'm still confused on this.
What's up with that? Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, I like what they're doing because, well, you know, craft beer people love new, right? Like, you know,
that's why
Half Acre shifted to a seasonal model. And, you know, a lot of these beers that used to be out 12 months a year are kind of changing a little bit. This is the Wobble India Pale Ale. This is 6.3%. And it's a pretty straightforward American IPA, you know, really nice hop aroma, you know, resinous, piney, that sort of thing.
It's coming at 6.3%, so it's light, pretty easy drinking. Doesn't blow me away, but it's enjoyable. That's how I feel about a lot of Two Brothers beers.
Yeah,
they're all enjoyable, but they don't, like, knock my socks off.
What I do like is that they're going with, it says Two Brothers Artisan Brewing, which is going away from like the craft beer term. I think craft beer has become a very trendy term. You go to some places and they say, oh, we have craft beer and craft food. And, you know, and you can know by that term, like a lot of marketing people are using it to describe stuff that's like barely craft.
Right. And like farm to table.
Right. Farm to table is another term. Right. So I do like the phrase on the bottle, Artisan Brewing.
Okay.
It's a nice shift into something where we don't hear the word craft all the time.
So new label's nice. It's clean. It definitely looks better than the old one, but it also doesn't maybe stand out. But it looks nice.
No, yeah. It keeps a lot of what's familiar with their old branding and just kind of shifts it into like a little bit of a modern space, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll sip on these as we chat about this last week. Nick, I'm a bad podcaster. I'm a bad beer podcaster.
Not again.
I drank. I did drink, so whew, I got that. But I didn't like
you got that
go
going.
Anywhere special to drink. I went to a lot of parties this weekend, birthday parties. It was Ken Honeymeter's birthday. You know, we had to celebrate.
Shout out to Ken Honey Money, Kensington Honey Sugar, co-host of the podcast, or the Hopcast, yeah.
So there was some of that. So there was plenty of drinking involved. What about you? I saw a lot of photos get posted, some neat stuff. You were out in the suburbs.
Yeah, I went to two events, right? I went to, the first stop was Granite City, right?
Okay. Not the town?
Not the town.
Okay.
So it's...
I assume there's a Granite City town.
There's a Granite City somewhere, yeah. And I'm pretty sure I heard the story, but, you know, by that time, you know, three sheets to the wind by the time we started talking about history, right? And then, so I went to Granite City Restaurant and Brewery. Now, Granite City's a chain. You know, a lot like Rock Bottom, a lot like Ram, right?
Yeah.
Granite City's got, this is their 32nd location. This is the location out of Naperville.
Wow.
You know, so I hopped on the train, went to Naperville.
Is it downtown Naperville?
No, because it took me like 10 bucks to get to this place.
Okay. So
you know? And then 10 bucks on the way back. But nonetheless, you know, it was good though. I went out there and this is their pre-opening event, you know, like a soft opening.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get to sample all the food, you get to sample all the drinks, and then you get to sample all the beer. It's the only brewery opening I've been to where I didn't drink any beer until, like, you know, like maybe an hour and a half in.
Wow.
And I'm like, hey, we're at this brewery. Can we get a beer flight? Because yeah. They're all like, yeah, we've got this, you know, we've got this pink lemonade that we like, and we've got this, you know, and we've got this, you know, we've got this bourbon drink, and you know, try all this food. And I'm like, all right, uh-huh. This is all awesome. Can we try the beer?
Yeah.
You know, so we finally got around to that. But Granite City's interesting for this reason, right? Like, they say it's a privately held company, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got 32 locations. Now, the brew house is in Iowa.
Okay.
And what they do is they brew the beer. Well, they brew it up to the point where they have wort. Then they take the wort, they put it on trucks, and they distribute it via truck to all the Granite City locations.
Okay.
So all the locations only have fermenters. They don't have a brew house, or they don't have a mash tun at each location.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. And, you know, I'm talking to him, and he's like, well, yeah, this saves us a lot of money because we don't have to spend for a complete brew house at each location.
Sure.
And then also we get more consistency on the product because, you know, it was all brewed in one location and then it's fermented at a different location.
Okay. So makes sense as a for numbers, like a yeah. chain like that.
Yeah.
How long does the wort hold for? Like, how long can you just like hang on to that without going in the tanks right away?
Yeah. So apparently it's a patented system that they have. You know, a lot of times these are this is like chilled. This is a 2x4 that's chilled. And what they do is because I asked a very similar question. Did I say 2x4?
Yeah, it's like a chilled 2x4.
No, it's like a 16 wheeler. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me?
Man, this is a patented cold piece of wood.
This is a serious piece of wood. They got this truck with this patented technology that keeps it, you know, keeps the wort at a certain temperature. And then I'm like, well, so does it come out like at like 2 times a week, 3 times a week? He's like, no, we take, you know, we take data samples and whichever beers are selling the fastest, then it comes out for that. You know, so they might see this truck once a week. They only have four beers.
Does this truck just show up like a gas truck? It's full of wort.
Exactly.
And just like drives around and fills up fermenters for
it
people?
Goes from town to town filling up fermenters for Granite City. I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
Okay.
But it kind of makes sense. Brewing equipment, a lot of people compare like owning a brewery to like owning a studio to make music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like buying all that equipment to produce an album, you know, in a studio, buying equipment for a music studio, it can be an expensive project.
Sure.
You know, so it made sense from that standpoint. Like, hey, we don't have to buy all this equipment. It's more cost effective to brew it here and truck it everywhere.
Cool. Okay.
So that's what they do. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the food.
But
yeah.
How was the beer?
The beer. All right. So the other Granite City location I know is in
Lombard or?
Yeah. Orland.
Orland.
Okay. Orland Park. And it's not. Well, the beer was fine. It seems like they're targeting like suburban areas for these.
Sure.
So because it's like, you know, family friendly and restaurant driven, and then it also happens to be a brewery. Like that almost seems like to be like this. It's a restaurant first, brewery second. That seems to be the approach. And putting it
it's technically not a brewery, right? It doesn't brew beer.
Right. So and that's another thing. I was struggling with that because I'm like, well, wort is the beginning of beer, but it actually becomes beer when you ferment it. So you could consider it a brewery because it's fermenting on site. But to your point, they're not actually brewing anything on site.
Right.
They're not brewing anything. The brew house is in Iowa.
Yeah.
It's a different concept. It's really different. Yeah. So I don't know what to make of it.
It's almost like a bakery that just like, here's the cakes, they're ready, you just have to put them in the oven.
Right. Now, are you, yeah, exactly.
That's are you baking? Because you baked it, but you didn't like mix the ingredients and like put the flavors together.
Right, it's not very hands-on, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So then there's that.
Huh, okay.
It was, I had a really good time. This is like the coolest crew, like super informational and like really, they're very hospitable. Like I wish every launch party was like this.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So it was a really great event. I asked for a flight and so they brought back the lager, the Bock and the Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Oh, they don't use sample glasses. They use the little snifters, which is nice. Neat. Like little, like, you know, 4 ounce snifters or whatever. And the Bock was my favorite beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, oh, but one more thing about Granite City. What they did was they recognized that, you know, craft beer from breweries that brew from start to finish mm-hmm. is a really strong thing in Illinois.
Yeah.
So they got 10 guest drafts.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, all the local stalwarts, you know, like Rev and, you know, Two Brothers. And, you know, I think they're working on something with Penrose. Mm-hmm. They got 10 local breweries out there as well.
Oh, that's awesome, though.
So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So then back in the city, you made it to the House of Blues for the, what was it, Local Brews and Local Grooves?
Yeah, Local Brews, Local Grooves.
Okay.
So apparently this is an event that started back in 2011 and at the San Diego location. There's about 12 House of Blues locations. Mm-hmm. But this is the first one in Chicago. So the lady who suggested we do it here worked at the Cleveland House of Blues, okay. And they had it there. So it was a great use of space. It was reminiscent of the Aragon, at the Aragon Ballroom, you know, right. For a Hot-tacular a few weeks ago, where, like, you got this classic venue, and then this party's on over every inch of the venue, you know. So at House of Blues, they've got an upstairs main stage and then a downstairs room, which is a lot smaller. So the party was over the whole thing.
And the downstairs room is, like, almost the restaurant part, because there's tables all around and places to sit.
Exactly. And then upstairs is like the big music hall. Mm-hmm. So what I like about House of Blues is that, you know, in addition to those two floors, upstairs on the main, there's like 5 bars in this place first, which I really like.
Okay.
But then also they've got these old school, like Chicago theater style opera boxes where you can watch the.
Yeah, on the third floor there.
Exactly, on the third floor. And on the third floor is also the foundation room, which is like a party that's completely separate from everything else. It kind of looks like a really big genie bottle. / like cabaret / brothel. It's got that very, like, it's very dark, but very vivid in colors and, you know, really, really dim lights and lots of stained glass and candles everywhere. And it's just really cool. Like the DJ spinning and
nice.
It's like a vibe completely different from the rest of the party.
Okay.
It was really good. So
I think that room is usually used for like VIP when you have VIP tickets.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, like, I've been to House of Blues a lot of times. Like, it's one of my favorite venues to just see music, period.
Uh-huh.
But then I've never been to the opera boxes or to the foundation room because, like you said, it's either VIP or members only if there's a concert.
Yeah.
So that part was really fun.
Nice.
Yeah. So there were 10 local acts, and then there were also 20 local breweries. And then, like, House of Blues is a restaurant, so they got all this Southern-influenced cuisine. Mm-hmm. You know, they're serving brisket and fried fish and,
you know,
pies. And right? Like, it was pretty legit. Like, it was actually a really cool party, especially for this being their first craft beer
version of it.
Most of the stuff in River North, you know, River North's kind of like, you know.
Hit or miss on events like that, yeah.
And then River North can be kind of touristy. Mm-hmm. So you don't really get a lot of Chicago-focused parties from a beer standpoint.
Right.
You know, River North is kind of like, oh, Navy Pier's closed. I'm from out of town. I'm going to River North. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying all of River North is like that. But, you know, a lot of parties in River North cater to that. So.
Okay. Was the beer, any standouts? Anybody, like, was it just kind of the usual kind of flavor there?
Yeah. Empirical Brewing.
Okay.
And they said they're in Ravenswood now.
Yeah.
Like off Foster, they had a it was their version of a Belgian wit. So they used some Indian spices in the Belgian wit. I forget what they were calling it. And then also Half Acre brought Hayoka. Brought some really nice Hayoka popping too. Like you could really like smell it. It was like
super fresh.
Yeah, hopping right out of the cup. And then Metropolitan was there. There were only a handful of beer folks there though. You know, like beer folks that I knew. I think a lot of Salamoth was there. Lagunitas was there. I caught up with Michelle Foyk. Michelle Foyk used to run Goose Island, Wrigley, Goose Island, Clybourne. She used to be head of marketing for Revolution.
Yeah.
She was Virtue. She launched Virtue when it started.
Yeah.
And now she's with a cider company called Anthem Cider.
Anthem. Okay.
Yeah, which I had never heard of.
I
saw Michelle at the bar, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm with Anthem." So I went up and talked to her about Anthem, and she's like, brand new cidery that's we did a collaboration within the City TV on this. So it's a website that my buddy Joey runs.
Okay.
So inthecity.com is a website, and he actually bought a camera, so we got to interview all these folks.
Oh, awesome.
But the actual story behind you know, Anthem is escaping me right now. But that piece will be up, and she talks in depth about the connection because she met them at CiderCon when she was at Virtue. And then she ended up leaving Virtue, and now she's doing this because, I mean, she strikes me as like this serial entrepreneur, like, hey, I'm doing this, but in a year.
What else you got?
Yeah.
What's coming? Like, yeah. I did this.
Right. Next thing. Build it and leave kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but they had one of their ciders was dry hopped. And then one of them was a traditional, like, straightforward, like, dessert cider. They use, like, really sweet apples, not traditional cider apples.
Okay.
Like, apples that you would just, like, buy in the store.
Huh. She should send some over for us to drink.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because, I was excited to see. Anthem was the only brand I hadn't heard of there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a really cool party, though. Yeah.
Sounds pretty good, yeah.
10 local acts. The Jordaneers were there. The Jordaneers is a local band that actually did a beer collaboration with 18th Street.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of people were excited to see them there.
Nice. Well, then, also this weekend, we didn't make it to, but we've been to in the past. I feel like we should mention it was Darkness Day.
Yeah. I know the Hopcast broadcast from Darkness Day 1 year.
Yeah. I've gone, I think, 3 times overall.
I've been once.
Okay.
I remember the one time I went, you know, it's really Minnesota's version of Dark Lord Day.
It was probably an awesome day for it because it was like 70 here in Chicago that weekend.
Yeah, it was really good.
This past weekend.
Really good out.
And times I went, it's basically snowing.
Yeah.
And it's cold and you're sitting outside in like 30 degree weather and you hate yourself. Like, why did I do this for beer?
Like, I'm not sure this was the best idea. You start thinking that. Yeah, it gets really cold out there. It's like a really big bottle share. And then, you know, an all day festival at Surly with like, you know, the opportunity to buy beer and then, you know,
share beer.
Share beer. Yeah, and live music and food trucks and all that jazz.
But some other folks from Chicago Beer Geeks went and, right, they were posting stuff on Facebook and all kinds of videos were getting shared.
Yeah, CBG Dan was there, CBG Mez. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they mentioned that Darkness is a barrel aged version this year, which I don't believe it always is. So what they mentioned was, you know, half the beers for allotment and bottles were barrel-aged versions, and then you could buy, like, a non-barrel-aged version.
Okay.
And it was, like, $20 for the barrel-aged version.
Either version was $20?
Right. Like, that's the story I got.
Oh, wow.
So compared to, like, you know, some of these other barrel-aged releases, you know. I mean, it sounded like a win.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Yeah, so they had a blast up there.
So hopefully they share some with you, right?
Yeah, or at least tell me what happened in detail, you know. I never get to see these guys anymore. You know.
And then usually you can find Darkness around tap some point in Chicago this winter. Like, pops up at the Map Room. Would have probably popped up at Small Bar, but, you know, that's going away.
Yeah.
But maybe Hopleaf might have it. You know, the big boys usually get a keg or a sixel or something.
Yeah, and unlike years past, I know, well, Surly, like, the year I went was, like, maybe 2-3 years ago. Surly wasn't distributing here. And I know they've been distributing for at least the last year.
Yeah.
So, but it was here, you know, unofficially. Surly Darkness was here unofficially. Without anything else. And now I'm pretty sure you can find it around town. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll be sure to be on the lookout for that and let everyone who listens knows where to have it and where we'll be drinking it at. Well, enough about what happened. Let's talk about what's happening.
Yeah.
We got some neat events this week. Man, but an empty weekend. But we got some neat stuff this week.
Yeah, the weekend's light. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is the pop-up Halloween at Local Option.
Halloween?
Halloween.
Okay.
So this is this Wednesday is going to kick off this week's preview. It looks like a traditional Local Option event. And from that standpoint,
it starts at 3 o'clock.
Right. And then the tap list is like stuff that you don't really see at the average bar.
All right, what do we got? Give me a couple.
Let's give you a couple here. And it's freezing, so.
Oh, dude, the list is not showing up.
Yeah, so.
I should not ask for this.
This is good, though, because what we. Oh, there it is, see? All right, yeah. So, lots of stuff from Michigan. So, Dark Horse, Barrel Age, Plead the Fifth, Founders KBS, and Breakfast Stout.
I see those. I see those all the time.
Scotty Karate. He's like, yeah, I got so much KBS at home. And then a lot of Jolly Pumpkin stuff, like their Bam Beer, their Bam Noir. And then they like to go into those Jolly Pumpkins that like have the that are like named after like Spanish things.
Mm-hmm.
And you lose me with that. I'm not going to try to pronounce this.
Okay,
stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Michigan focused, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. So 3 o'clock Wednesday, the 28th.
Yeah, and it looks like this one's starting at 5.
Oh, 5?
Looks like it's starting at 5, not the average God, 3 o'clock start.
What are you going to do for those, like, 2 hours when you're waiting around for it to start?
So it looks like reps from Founders, Dark Horse, and Jolly Pumpkin will be there, and they'll have local items, but then the primary list will be from those three Michigan breweries. So they're going to have, like, a Michigan-flavored Halloween.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
And then also Wednesday is an evening of pumpkin beers at Dry Hop. So this is from 6 to 2. Dry Hop is tapping their pumpkin stout, and it's making an appearance again. This is the second year it's back. It's a 6% pumpkin stout, and I hear great things.
Pumpkin stouts sound interesting because I'm kind of over pumpkin beers, but, like, I know Southern Tier had one that you liked. And now
the Warlord?
Yeah.
The Warlock? Yeah.
And now there's this one. I'm kind of curious to know about the pumpkin stout. That sounds nice.
And it's kind of nice that, you know, they're tapping it for Halloween. So people are going to be coming in there all weekend, you know, in costume probably, and, you know, pumpkin beers on. They're going to be like, yeah, it's Halloween.
I saw a Halloween costume. The guy was dressed as Rowdy Roddy Piper today. I was going for lunch.
Oh, wow. He's just walking around?
The kilt, the hot rod shirt, the leather jacket, the boots. The
shirt just wasn't a homeless guy that kind of looks like that.
It was full Rowdy. He was full hot rod. It was fun.
Then the next day, the 30th, I think I said Wednesday the 28th for those other events, but it's Wednesday the 29th.
Yeah, 29th is Wednesday.
All right, so then Thursday the 30th. Over at Plank Road Tap Room, is Five Rabbit will be tapping their release with Cigar City.
So that's out in the burbs, right?
So it's their collaboration beer, yeah.
I want to say Jeremy works there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think he shared the event, so I saw it and figured shared as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, Cigar City, you can't get it very often, so it's nice that, you know, when you can kind of have it, it's perfect. So it's a Five Rabbit and Cigar City beer.
Yeah, I saw the label for that. I'm kind of curious to know what they did.
And this kicks off at, I think, 6 o'clock. Yeah, this is in Elgin.
Yeah. So also on the 30th, Thursday, is a Dogfish Head tap takeover at the Palmer House Hilton.
Okay, wow. Fancy.
Yeah we're craft beer's moving into some fancy spaces, man. So Palmer House is right downtown. It's one of the oldest hotels in Chicago. It's actually 140 years old. So this was one of the first really big hotels that got built after the Great Chicago Fire. The guy, Potter Palmer was his name, he built it for his wife.
Okay.
And then the Hilton ended up running it after a while. I think they said, this is awesome, let's buy it, that kind of thing. Yeah, so this is a Dogfish Head tap takeover. They will have a 60-minute IPA. They'll have 120 IPA, which is really why they're doing this. 120 IPA. They say only 6 barrels of 120 made it into Chicago, and they'll have one of them.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And then my favorite beer, I think, the pumpkin, the Dogfish Pumpkin will be there. But my favorite beer is the Dogfish.
I was going to say, you don't even like pumpkin.
I don't even like the pumpkin, no. The Palo Santo.
Okay.
Which is their, it's like a 12% stout. No, actually, it's a brown ale. It's a brown ale that's made on this handmade brewing vessel that's made of wood, or it's actually fermenting vessel that's made of wood. And it's this South American wood, and it's the same kind of wood that a lot of South American wine producers use well. So it's a little exotic, complex. You get some vanilla in there. You get and I love the flavor it gives that brown ale.
Okay.
So that's gonna be Thursday.
Right. And then also Thursday in the suburbs as well, is a free haunted brewery at Penrose Brewing.
Oh, right on.
So, you know, strange things have been happening around the brewery lately, I guess. You know, glasses have been broken. The lights are flickering. Tom's been acting weird, apparently. So they're just going to have this haunted brewery on Halloween Eve. And doors open at 7, and they'll be doing this from 7 to 10. And, yeah. You know, I don't know what to expect. It might just be the brewery, just with some special releases. Like they might, because they have the little pilot system, so maybe they brewed something special for the night.
That's true, and they might get very decorative too. Dip the place in Halloween stuff.
So, some orange lights or something.
Right on. That's out at Geneva, Penrose.
Yeah.
All right. So one more event for Thursday is Thursday the 30th, 7 to 10 at the Bar Buena. They're doing the Evil Twin Devil's Night Evil Costume Bash.
Evil.
Evil.
The evil night.
This is an evil night. So the Evil Twin Brewery is going to be the feature brewer. They'll have a Halloween contest. And what they'll also do is give away prizes, gift certificates, swag, Bulls tickets for the most evil costume.
Okay.
That sounds cool. And then they've got 5 Evil Twin beers, including the Imperial Donut Break, which is actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Even More Evil and Molotov Cocktail, their double IPA.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Man, there's a lot of events Thursday. It's like people think you're not going to work on Friday because it's Halloween or something.
Yeah, it's like everybody's getting in their events on like Thursday and Friday. And then there's like no events on Saturday.
Right, so then Friday, which is Halloween.
Yeah, the actual day of Halloween.
We have one event, right, up in Temperance, also in the suburbs. Man, a lot of stuff out in the burbs this time. Hey, the city is a dangerous place for Halloween. You know, you don't want to be lurking around.
You don't know what they're gonna put in your. You just ask for trick or treat. You don't know what you're gonna get in the city, man. This is the Come As You Aren't Halloween party. So this is the 31st. They're gonna have a DJ there, and they always do food trucks. So the food's gonna be provided by a taco spot called Cooked.
Okay.
And this is a costume contest as well as a beer and food event.
Cool.
So first place gets your tab paid for, which sounds pretty righteous. And nice. Then that's before they announce the winner. So don't think like, okay, you showed up and you were dressed as, you know, whoever, and you won the contest, and now you just get to run up a tab.
Right. So you have to drink like a king knowing you're going to win.
Exactly. Like, my costume is official. I'm going to win. Let's drink. And then if you win, they'll pay your tab.
Right. Or just put your drinks on the person who thinks you have a better costume, become friends with him, be like, you're going to win. I'm going to vote for you. I'm going to take this off because mine's good, but yours is better. And I'll bow out and you buy my drinks because you're going to win.
This is a really interesting strategy. It seems like you might have done this before, Brad. But I do like the strategy, though. Second place is you get a $25 gift certificate for second place. You don't get your tab paid. And then third place, you get a $15 gift certificate.
See, you could have been like, it could have been me and you battling it out for first.
Yeah.
One of us is going to walk away with 25, but I'll step out. We'll both benefit on your tab. And then if he doesn't win, you won.
DJ T-Bot on the ones and twos at this party. The doors open at 4. DJ starts at 8. Tacos at 6.
All right. Do you have your costume for Halloween?
I went as Samuel Jackson for the Oscar party.
Okay.
Don't know what I'm doing for Halloween, man.
All right.
So, yeah, still need to figure that out.
All right. I had a party last weekend.
Yeah.
For Halloween.
Yeah, because you've got like a different face now, man. You know, the beard's gone. You're just looking different.
Right. And then I have a Halloween party on Thursday as well, so I'll wear that same costume, but Ash Ketchum from Pokemon. So.
Okay.
He's a 12-year-old boy in there, so I had to shave my beard.
So you couldn't show up all furry, like, hey, no. I'm Ash. It's like, dude, you're totally not Ash.
This is creepy. You got to get in the role.
Yeah. You got to be all in.
Right. But then on Halloween, I don't think I'm doing anything Halloween related. So maybe turn off the lights so the kids don't come to my house and ask for candy. They go trick-or-treating at like 3 o'clock. I'm not home. So.
Yeah.
Like we said, nothing over the weekend, but then I do have an event on Tuesday, November 4th. November, oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
It's at Roots Pizza, and it's the Bronze Lion and Graveyard Shift release party from Arcade Brewery.
I like Roots. It's right across from Cleo's, right on Chicago.
Yeah, on Chicago. Yeah. Right down the street from
Beauty Bar,
Westtown Bakery there. Yeah. So nice little strip bars.
It is a nice
strip. Restaurants. Arcade Brewery will be releasing their newest beer.
Right on.
And I don't have the time at the moment, but probably kicks off around 6 or 7.
What are they calling the beer?
It's Bronze Lion and Graveyard Shift release party.
Okay.
This could be two beers. It's Bronze Lion and Graveyard Shift. I don't know. Not sure. Not sure on that. But yeah, that's at Roots Pizza on Tuesday, November 4th. Well, I think they'll do it for this last episode of October. And so, Nick, if people want to find you, you know, in or out of your costume, how do they find you online?
The never-ending summer is over. I'm a little sad about that.
Never-ending summer. It was nice, though. It was
a good summer.
Preview kind of thing this last weekend. Or remember.
I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Facebook page /Chicago Beer Pass. Nick or I are usually posting photos there.
True.
We're sharing events that we come across that we just don't mention on here, or even ones we do mention that, you know, so you can remember them too.
For you.
You know, you forget. You listen to us talk. That sounds awesome. How do I find out more?
True.
Facebook, man. Go there. And then our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes. Leave us a review. We love seeing that. You know, lots of new listeners. That's great. Leave a review. You know, people can find the show. Other people learn about it. We get more listeners. And that means more beer events for us to go to, right?
Fuck yeah.
That'll do it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.